This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Recently.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know what I want to do is I want to talk about order out of chaos today. You know, one of the questions we have to ask ourselves is, who's behind terrorism? And friends, who does it work for? That's the real question, yeah? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, speaking of which, friends, if you're looking at me right now, Stephanie doesn't like my hat. You know, maybe not everybody's got...
We need a vote on this.
I do, but I think people also need to know how they're supposed to hook up as far as live stream goes. Chase, how does that work?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you'll know how to hook up with the live stream. You get to click onto the link.
So they must be a son or a daughter. They must be adopted into the family.
That's the way to do it. You got it.
I kind of like that.
That makes sense.
So what do you have in the works? This is Saturday's show.
No, we got a couple new things we're trying out today, kind of testing it, seeing how it goes. If you're watching the live stream, you've probably noticed a lot of changes over the last week, and it's only going to get better within the next week or two here. So, in fact, give us some feedback. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, and we'll try to accommodate.
Would it hurt your feelings if they actually called in and said they didn't like you?
No. Yeah, what if they did? I don't like the producer. Get rid of him.
Maybe a little bit. There's a lot of people that listen to this.
What if they call in and say, I think you should get a third camera on that guy. I'm really curious to see what...
I was thinking that.
Hold on. We'll describe him right now.
The way Stephanie goes to Dairy Queen, maybe she'll just give you her camera.
There you go. Maybe.
Okay.
Listen, I did not actually order anything last time we went at Dairy Queen.
That's true. To Dairy Queen, not at.
Last time we went to Dairy Queen. There we go.
Okay, I'm just correcting.
I could just describe the producer real quick if anybody wants to know, though. Like, you know, red, bushy hair.
Bushy
hair, like this kind of like... Kind of a beard, but not really a beard. Glasses.
It's a big
nerdy
afro.
Look.
Pretty rough.
He's a white man with a huge afro.
Like on the inside.
Now we
white
have outside. Everybody curious.
The kids like him, though.
Definitely. The kids like him.
Yeah, okay.
This is good. So your kids would probably like him, too. Nice guy, Mr. Chase.
All right. He has a big heart, though.
He does.
Thanks for sticking up, Sam.
Yeah. Amen. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Here's Dad. He finds everything wrong.
That's
and
right.
Here's Sam. He comes in and finds everything right.
Sam is a big encourager. In fact, I heard him say to you yesterday, good job shaving, Dad.
He says stuff
all
the time.
Good job shaving. I mean, what an encourager. I mean, how many 10-year-olds look at their dad and say...
He's got great manners, too.
He does.
Wisdom is justified by your children.
That's right. Sam's awesome.
Train up a child in the way he will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it.
Are you going to say good job, Dad?
Good job, Dad.
Yeah,
thanks, Mom.
I just wanted to make sure. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Got some interesting stuff posted there today. Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, we got about 120 to 130,000 friends between the two pages on Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. There's also a personal page and a fan page. Check them both out on Bradley Dean. And again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account. Chase is actually knocking that out of the park right now. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, today we're going to be talking about order out of chaos. The question is who's creating the chaos and who does it work for? Oh, I bet you have never, ever thought this way before. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess? Because
it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God. And we always want to be led by the Spirit. As scriptures say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So we want to make sure we're led by the Spirit.
Romans 8.
That's right. I want to highlight just a couple different things before we begin the program here today. As Bradley just mentioned, his new article came out on WND on Thursday evening for you weekend listeners, you Saturday listeners, called The Order Out of Chaos Globalists. We've gotten some great responses. You can check that out at WND.com or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you're looking for good gold nuggets of truth and some good spiritual fruit and food, please do like us on Facebook and you can get those all the time. So check it out, share the article, make your comments, and let's begin to turn talk radio into do radio always. I also want to highlight, too, we have brand new, came out just this week, the For the Children book, which is a book on abortion. Basically what it is, it takes you firsthand into the abortion industry and exposes the truth behind the lie of abortion and what most people are taught, that it's just a fetus or a blob of tissue.
And the only reason they're for it is because they've never seen it or they don't know what it is.
That's right. And so this book basically exposes the abortion industry and the deception behind it. But it also, I want to point out, gives hope and healing to those who are truly repentant, that there is forgiveness and hope and healing through the blood of Jesus Christ if you have already had one. So it's not just a, you know, bam, 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 this is what's bad with abortion. It's also the hope and forgiveness for repentance.
You know, I want to interject this because this has been on my heart for a while. There's a false sense of forgiveness out there.
Oh, yes, there is.
And it falls in line with the false grace that's been taught. You know, it was the Lord that said, forgive 7 times 70 to those that are repentant. Mm-hmm. What happens if they're not repentant? Well, then they're not going to receive the mercy due, right?
That's right.
And yet people want to say, oh, you know, I've been forgiven, but I went out there and I did it again and again and again and again. Well, you've never been sorry.
That's
so the
exactly
wrath of
right.
God abides upon the children of disobedience. So you're going to reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. And when you reap it, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because God is not to be played with.
Of course. And you need to understand that, of course, repentance means to turn from your sin, never to do it again. When you look at
go and sin no more,
that's
John
right.
8.
So, you know, if you hit someone in the face and you say, oh, sorry about that. And then you come back, let's say, a couple weeks later and you do the same thing again. You say, oh, gosh, you know, sorry about that. Let's say you do really good for 6 months, but you come back and smack that person in the face again and say, oh, gosh, did it again. Really sorry about that. Listen, first of all, you're not really sorry and you're not truly repentant, because if you were repentant, you would stop doing it. That's what repentance means, to turn from your sin, from your transgressions of God's law, namely the Ten Commandments, and to live your life unto the Lord because you see the sacrifice of what he did for you on the cross. And remember, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, you will
Isaiah
not despise.
Isaiah 66:2.
And he's also in Psalm 51 talks about that too as well. So
17.
These are great, great books to get out there for. It's a pocket-sized booklet, actually. It's perfect for a distribution on the streets, at your church, at work, or if you're listening and you're part of a pro-life group. I know there's lots of good pro-life groups out there. We'd be happy to be able to send you some to really get them out there or at your school. So please check that out at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com for the children.
Well, you got Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about the order out of chaos and the globalists. I'll tell you how this all came about. It came from the movie The Lone Survivor. I'll tell you more right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do this stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, James Madison said this. He said he's known as the father of our Constitution. He's the fourth president of the United States. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been glued to this true story, as a matter of fact, the lone survivor where four of America's finest Navy SEALs of Operation Red Wings were sent down to do some reconnaissance concerning terrorists in Afghanistan. And right after the start, it seemed very clear that the special ops was cursed. As a matter of fact, Axel said that. All the way from the herdsmen coming directly into their particular position where they were discovered, they could not terminate the compromise of being discovered because of rules of engagement, friends. Listen carefully. Then they were surrounded by 200 Taliban while they were waiting and expected to be extracted, but could not because their radio signal was too weak to reach headquarters. It sounds very suspicious already, doesn't it, friends? But I'm only halfway there. It's almost like someone meant for the operation to be, well, discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the downing of two Chinook helicopters. Two Apache helicopters would have been given the Chinook helicopters cover, but the Apache helicopters were grounded. Now, this is our military, friends. All circumstances around this operation seem very strange, but from within, both from within and from without. And tragically, three of the four SEALs were killed. But what began to catch my attention was when Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, said about the enemy, he said they knew exactly where we were.
Right.
Friends, listen carefully. They said they knew exactly where we were. How would the enemy know exactly where they were at all times, friends? Now, taking it a step further, I began to listen to Marcus Luttrell's CD version of the book, Lone Survivor, because I wanted more details, more understanding, because we know Extortion 17 was compromised. We know that the military and this administration have compromised our military over and over and over again. So again, I wanted to get, you know, a perspective, an inside perspective as to what took place there in Afghanistan concerning Operation Red Wing. And some of the things that were said seemed to pop out at me. Now listen carefully. This is what Marcus Luttrell said. He said, it seemed like we were oftentimes chasing shadows. Just couldn't find the terrorists, friends. He would explain how the terrorists would diminish and would come again all loaded up. Who is supporting these self-proclaimed terrorists? Who's funding them, friends? Now just hang on a second. It gets real interesting here. From an outsider looking in, it seemed as if the soldiers on both sides of the battlefield were being played on a chessboard. So, friends, who's creating the wars that our boys are dying in? I do want you to keep in mind, in Hosea 8, it talks about the Lord's wars, but there's also man's wars. And we were also warned in the 50s by Eisenhower concerning
the military-industrial complex.
That's exactly right. Okay? By the way, I can just hear some state-run, media-minded individuals saying, are you kidding me? Didn't you watch the news last night? We're grateful to the Washington Post. Listen to this, friends, because I know that there's still 21% of the population that are stupid enough to actually believe what the state-run media promulgates through their lies. But again, let me set it straight, using words right out of the mouths of those that I mean to expose. Now listen carefully. We're asking the question, who's contriving the wars? We're asking the question, who are the terrorists? Okay? We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a, listen carefully, a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. Who's that? That was David Rockefeller in an address to the Trilateral Commission meeting in June of 1991. Now, we also know that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush, I'm sorry, Sr., on September 11th, 1991, not 2001, 10 years before the two towers were dropped, called for a new world order.
That's pretty coincidental.
And keep in mind their method is, listen carefully, friends, oh, by the way, George Bush Sr., he called for a new world order over 202 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, order out of chaos. Really? So, friends, keep in mind their method is Hegelian, two steps forward, one step back, and order out of chaos. So, friends, I got a question for you. Common sense. Who's creating the chaos? Well, I can tell you, those who are taking control after the chaos has been created. It's that simple. Then came September 11th, 2001. Oh, by the way, if you think I'm just way out there, keep in mind, friends, I'm not the one saying it. They are. We also know George Bush's dad was indicted back in the 30s concerning Hitler's regime because America was illegally financing Hitler's war. Did you hear what I said? Also keep in mind, Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. Okay, make the parallel, if you will. You're going to have to make the decision here and put the pieces together. And then what he did is he created war because he convinced 80 million of his own citizens, in many cases by force, through death, that, you know, we need to go after the Poles. So Hitler attacks his own Reichstag, then he creates his own war concerning his political opposition, who he wanted out of the way, so he convinced his people that they were under attack by the Poles. That's why they rose up and attacked the Poles. But it wasn't the Poles, it was Adolf Hitler that did it, friends. He was creating chaos within. And if you really think I'm way out there, friends, do a little homework on, well, it's called Project Paperclip. It's called Project Paperclip. Do a Google search. As a matter of fact, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, who's a friend of mine, did a great piece on it.
where they took the Nazi war criminals and they actually brought them to America, the scientists. And we have what we have today because our government was a part of the whole scheme in the first place. Okay? Getting back to my point. Then came September 11, 2001. We know that after 9/11, Americans were told that they were attacked by radical Islamic terrorists. And 13 years later, Americans are now being labeled by this administration, who actually supports the Muslim Brotherhood. Keep in mind, friends, you go to Egypt and you ask the people, who is the Muslim Brotherhood? Because they're setting nation against nation without information, friends, concerning its citizenry. And I want to give you a little information so you understand what I just said. Go to Egypt and ask them who the Muslim Brotherhood is. Folks, I've seen a documentary where those people were saying it is a created political battering ram. Nobody seems to know who they are. No one's able to put their finger on the terrorists. Of course not. What a convenient tool. Oh, just hang on a second, friends, because they say a lot more. Again, keep in mind, George Bush Sr. on September 11th called for a new world order. Then came September 11th, okay? We also know 13 years later, Americans are now being labeled by this administration who entertains your sworn enemies in the White House. And we also know that you're labeled terrorists because they resist Obama's lawlessness and his unconstitutionality concerning his policies, not laws. He set against law, friends. And then what he does is he releases self-proclaimed terrorists to fight Americans on another day, said they.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that after 9/11, it was not the Taliban that asked the American people to give up the rights, that hundreds of thousands of Americans and men and women who fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, that gift called freedom, through their sacrifice, but it was the American government that asked you to give up your rights. Well, who gained from it? The Taliban didn't do that. No, the American government did that. And I'm talking about criminals in government. I'm not talking about good governments. So make the distinction. And by the way, friends, they continue to do so by the force of circumstance. So the friends, who is creating the circumstance? Who's creating the chaos? Friends, it's real simple to see. Read Jeremiah 11. It begins to show you that those within will begin to conspire to control those without. But the conspiracies are always within, friends, not from without. Now I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you, friends, China's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. The Pope is calling for a new world order. And so on and so forth. So, friends, who is terrorism working for? The new world order. Oh, I love this. Yes. Boy, I'm patting myself on the back right now. But folks, we need to wake up. Be right back after this break.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Anytime you'd like to jump on the radio with us, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now listen up, friends. Again, what I want to do is I want to make sure you understand who's actually saying this stuff. And when I'm saying stuff, I don't want to put words into their mouth. I want you to hear it for yourselves. So listen to Mr. George Bush Sr. calling, he's calling for a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Did you notice what he said?
Yeah.
The United Nations founders,
yeah.
Not the U.S.
Oh.
And he said credible leaders.
New world order when we get there, and we will, he said.
Who does he think he's talking to?
That's right.
Besides a bunch of stupid people. I mean, wow.
He's not talking about the United States of America. He's not talking about our country, America. He's talking about the United Nations and a new world order. Wow.
Yeah, and we also know that concerning the League of Nations under Wilson's administration, they tried to create League of Nations back in then, back in the day, friends. That would have been the United Nations. Well, that failed miserably on his behalf. And so they had World War II, and then what came out of World War II? Well, nothing other than the United Nations.
Right.
Now we have these globalists who create chaos and bring in order out of chaos. Are you starting to catch on, friends? The question is, fill in the blanks, who's creating the chaos to bring in the new order, okay? And they talk about peace, and they talk about, like George Bush said, not the laws of the jungle. Oh, friends, rest assured, it is the laws of the jungle, because it is Belial. These are the sons of Belial from A to Z. They are sons of lawlessness, Satan himself. And by the way, they attribute him, and they call him, by the way, these elitists call him Lucifer. They don't call him Satan or the devil. No, they got to use a proper name,
right?
Like Lucifer. Friends, another point I made was Eisenhower warns of a new world order back in 1961. I said the 50s. Forgive me. I stand corrected. But in saying that, I want you to listen to Eisenhower's warning after, well, it was actually January 17th, 1961, right about the time that he was going to leave office, warning the American people about a new world order. Listen carefully. Live radio. It's phasing in here. It's on right now.
Midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations.
Okay, so we've witnessed four wars.
Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Amen. So what he's doing is warning us of what we're seeing today, friends.
And the potential.
And the potential. And here we are right now. What I also wanted to bring forth, friends, is the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, before he was the president of the United States, after he got off his 57-state tour, remember there's only 50, friends, but there's 57 states in the nation of Islam, Muslims, the Muslim nation. And so interestingly enough, we have Barack Hussein Obama over in Europe calling for a new world order. And it's interesting because he said there is no other way. Now, if you heard what George Bush Sr. said, he said it.
Yeah, well, when we're successful, and we will be, basically, is what he was saying.
Be.
It will come to pass.
There's a definite
arrogance
threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Behind what they say. And President Barack Hussein Obama, he said the same thing, friends.
So we're hearing the same message, even though the messenger may be different.
Same agenda.
You know, different parties, but it's the same agenda, like you said, and it's the same end goal.
That's right.
The problem that we're seeing, and it's crazy to see out there when you look and say, another thing that he brought up too, and he was just speaking, is the fact that we have to make sure that we have a citizenry that's not ignorant of these things, that basically you're an educated citizenry to know what's going on. And that means that we have to keep ourselves informed. And of course, if we're not going to get the truth from news outlets and media sources, we need to find that truth for ourselves so we can act accordingly. We have to be educated and we have to do something about the problems that we see, not just see them and talk about them and complain about them, but a matter of making a difference.
That's the great wonder, because these supposed elitist friends, they laugh at the American people because they're sitting back saying, man, they see what we're doing, yet they do nothing about it. They almost act like a bunch of dumb sheep that are being led to the slaughter.
Yeah, you know.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
I have to go back to this old analogy of A Bug's Life. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's a little kid's, it's kind of a cartoon, but it is a very wonderful message in the fact that this is what they say. There's all these ants, but they're oppressed by the grasshoppers. And even though the ants, by a huge majority, outnumber these grasshoppers always inflict terror, if you will, upon them to keep their way of life. And one of the grasshoppers knew this, and he said, listen, those ants outnumber us 100 to 1. If they ever find that out, he said, there goes our way of life. And finally, there was this one particular little ant named Flick. And Flick decided that he was going to stand up against the grasshoppers, only being himself. But then he showed the rest of the ants that when they joined together, they could kick the grasshoppers out and they could have their way of liberty and freedom, picking their food for themselves and not having to give it away. So even though that's a simple little analogy, once they realized that their numbers were greater than those who were oppressing them and they stood up against those that were oppressing them, then they found their freedom. And we can look and say, well, that's just a simple thing. But listen, unless we become as a child and understand things in a childlike way, if we say, listen, we outnumber who these people are and what they're trying to do, why in the world are we afraid when we have the numbers if we stand up and fight against tyranny? It's no less than what our founding forefathers did for us, what our military men and women do every single day. It's the least we can do to prove our gratitude for this great, awesome nation in which we live.
And you just go to the, again, we're doing live radio right now, and I'm just doing a little research as Stephanie's talking to pull up some of these pieces so you can hear directly out of their mouths as to what they're advocating for. But it's interesting, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama's scary speech.
Yeah.
Well, friends, scary, what's scary? What are you afraid of? It's not like, you know, we can't deal with the issues at hand. And by the way, they mean for you not to believe that you can do the job.
And fear is paralyzing.
That's what they use.
Yeah.
Fear paralyzes, which is opposite of faith. And so does reason. Reason is faith's greatest enemy, friends. It counters everything concerning Scripture. It counters everything concerning the things of God.
And what does the Bible tell us? That God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But if we can think, oh, we're so overwhelmed and there's nothing we can do, then you'll do nothing.
You know, if they have an issue with each other, like I said last week, let's just throw these world leaders in there. You know, as I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been seeing this little charade between Putin and Barack Hussein Obama. But it's interesting when you look at Russia, they're calling for a new world order too. Same thing with China. I thought they were our enemy. Well, wait a second, they're calling for a new world order too. I mean, even going to the religious system, the Pope is calling for a new world order. Friends, this is an alliance. This isn't, and by the way, this isn't nothing new under the sun. This is scriptural stuff as to what's going on. And I can just hear the Lord saying the American people believe that there's nothing they can do about it, when in fact they have everything in the world to do with, bringing about the result that needs to be resolved. And again, the enemy on that final day, friends, the world is going to look on Judgment Day. They're going to look on Satan himself, and they're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. Well, what do I mean? They said, well, if you'd have looked behind Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, there was nothing propping him up. There was nothing there. It was a perfect judgment. But 80 million peoples fell. They subjected themselves to a whack go. And they knew he was.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point...
No big deal. You know, we'll just see what he can do. And 80 million people later deceived. Well, they've learned their lesson. Yeah. Now in Germany, they got history books. There's no statues of Hitler.
That's
they
right.
know what he did
and
how
Austria,
he did it.
In Austria, if you deny that the Holocaust happened and took place, they'll throw you in jail. That's how serious they take their history and what happened over there. I also want to point out the fact, too, is unless we as America are a virtuous and a moral people to stand up against the immorality that we see, we will be powerless because we can't stand up and fight against iniquity and what we see going on if we ourselves are laden with sin and we haven't repented before God. We must be a virtuous people to call upon God to have him work on our behalf to fight against the things that we see.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about order out of chaos concerning the globalists. They're telling you, friends. So the real question is who's creating the chaos? Well, friends, they are. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Who's using it for a political battering ram?
The Sons
they
of
are
Liberty,
to bring forth.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the Order Out of Chaos globalists. Interestingly enough, friends, we know that Obama, again, was in Europe before his presidency telling people that there's a need for a new world order. And now he, at the present, is calling it an international order and that there isn't any other way. There's a threatening tone to what they're saying here. Same thing with Bush. So while America's military is fighting off terrorists in other countries, this administration is attacking America. Again, I shared with you during the last break, China calls for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. The Pope's calling for a new world order. So again, the question, friends, who's responsible for the created terror? Just asking the question. Because I'm not the one saying, again, order out of chaos. They are. We also know that Henry Kissinger said on May 31st, 2007, that those who oppose the New World Order are terrorists. See, friends, if you want the truth, you got to dig for it. But this pedophile keeps opening his mouth for the world to catch the truth of what they attempt to hide. Again, Henry Kissinger said, on May 31st, 2007, he said all those that oppose the New World Order are terrorists. Again, if you would simply read the warnings from our forefathers, then she would not be made a fool of ill-designing men. Neither would our soldiers who die on the battlefield through unconstitutional wars. And if this were not the case, then what did Henry Kissinger mean when he said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy? Oh, wait a second. So foreign policy is what our military is being used for. Okay, wait a second. So they're using our military to basically step on those countries that will not submit to a new world order. Exactly. Gotcha. See, and what's interesting about it, I started the show off talking about Operation Red Wings, and I said there's some things that just started popping out at me. Like, what was interesting about it is everything that the four guys, when they were dropped doing reconnaissance in Afghanistan, trying to find the terrorist Shah who's killing off Marines, I started noticing this reoccurring theme of everything they did. The Taliban already knew it. In the middle of nowhere. Even concerning the Chinook helicopter that was dropped out of the sky. How did they know it was there? Why would Marcus Luttrell say they knew exactly where we were if someone wasn't letting them know exactly where they were? Here's another thing, friends. And you can put a question mark on this one. But if you guys remember the Pat Tillman situation, he was a football player that was turning pro, and he turned pro. And he wanted to serve his country, so he did. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, he gets shot in action. And many speculate that it was our people that did the shooting. Now, what does that mean, brother? Well, when a guy like Pat Tillman gets killed,
it enrages people.
It enrages people. And guess what young people do? They recruit.
That's right.
To serve what?
And it gives them the license to keep things going because, now we got to retaliate because they killed one of our boys.
That's exactly right.
NFL player. We got to make sure we're... Then you get the old behind you once again to keep pushing the agenda.
And that was a huge cover-up. And the family knows it was a huge cover-up. And that's exactly what was suspected, friends. Now, going back to the lone survivor... Again, you're looking at Navy SEALs who just don't die. It's interesting how all of these Navy SEALs over the last 3 and 4 years, man, they've just been dying off. Hey, folks, these are the cream of the crop.
Majorly dying off.
These are the best that we have. We have Extortion 17. We have this Chinook helicopter drop when they were going in to help out those four guys concerning Operation Red Wing. It's just amazing to me that people don't put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the blind leading the blind, guess what? They're all going to end up in the ditch. And guess where America is? They're trying to figure out, where are these terrorists? Who are these terrorists? Why are the good people of America now being labeled as terrorists by this administration when we see this administration actually support our sworn enemies and you know them as terrorists?
Yeah.
Who's this working for, friends? Yeah. And now we're talking about sending our boys back over to Iraq again? Hey, let's go back just a little bit. Because I want you guys to hear this. Because interestingly enough, George Bush... when asked why after September 11th did they send our guys to Iraq, a reporter asked him the question as to why did you send our boys to Iraq because Iraq didn't attack America? And he agreed with the reporter. He said, you're right, they didn't. Now, again, friends, just do a little homework here with me and just rehearse history just a little bit. Why would the President of the United States point his finger at Iraq when Iraq had nothing to do with the two towers being dropped? I'm curious. When you do your homework, that sounds very familiar concerning history again. Why would he say it had nothing to do with us attacking Iraq? We just wanted to attack him because, you know, after all, you know, he has weapons of mass destruction, which was found out later on to be a total fraud. But America allowed them to send our boys there and stay there. And then to Afghanistan. Now back to Iraq friends, which wasn't supposed to last more than 6 months. When, America, honestly, are you going to wake up to what's going on in this country? When are you going to wake up to the fact that you're playing the fools to ill-designing men? We know that this individual in this administration, he doesn't know how to tell the truth to save his life. He's a total internationalist. No man that is American-born could do the things that he has done to this country. He just can't. And you can keep playing the stooge for this administration until you finally figure out, after it's too late, that in fact you were playing the stooge to a man that you thought for the most part was just probably doing the best that he could possibly do. No, friends, he's not. You know, I wrote an article not too long ago. Is Barack Hussein Obama, is he a success or a failure? Oh, friends, he's a success. Because he knows exactly what he's doing, and he told you what he was going to do. You know, when I get people go on Facebook and say to me, well, Bradley, what has Barack Hussein Obama done that was illegal? Or what is he doing that's illegal? I ask him the question, what is he doing that's legal? It's coming out now, friends, again, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, that he's impeachable. You know, and again, we're hearing this from the best that America that we have concerning Congress, who are still sitting on their thumbs doing absolutely nothing about the problem when it's their duty to do so. Folks, the devil loves for people to believe that God is who they are honoring, when in fact the devil is behind the operation. And there's no doubt that the devil is in the details concerning those who desire global government. And you know who they are in America by their absolute disdain and contempt for our enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic. Remember again what President James Madison rightly said. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who is terrorism working for? Folks, I'm for peace. Yet I believe that we also need to be prepared for war to maintain peace, Psalm 120, verse 7. I also want to make sure that we are not working for the enemy in the process of bringing forth our own demise through the destruction of others because some self-proclaimed elitists who want to establish a one-world government. And one thing's for sure, and there's no doubt, terrorism is working for the global community to strengthen their alliances towards a one-world government. Interesting, nobody can find the terrorists. Hey, friends, speaking of Joseph Stalin's totalitarian government, Condoleezza Rice under Bush, second Bush, she said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Same thing with Hitler. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. So who are the terrorists, friends? Just asking. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted because they were the ones, friends, at length creating the chaos to bring out and to bring forth their own outcome to be used for their purposes. They want more control. When a government asks you to give up your rights that hundreds of thousands of men fought blood and died to give you, you already know who's guilty. Guilty is H-E double hockey sticks. Hour two coming up. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653.